Nepal's parliament was dissolved today after it approved an interim constitution that paves the way for the formation of a new assembly, including Maoist rebels. Under a peace deal between a seven-party alliance and the rebels, the interim parliament will prepare for elections to a constituent assembly to chart the country's future, including the fate of the monarchy. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This is the rebels' first foray into the political mainstream since entering peace talks and signing a peace accord with the Nepalese government last year, aimed at ending a conflict that claimed 13,000 lives. Under the agreement, the Maoists agreed to lock up their weapons under UN supervision in return for a promise by the Prime Minister to name them in an interim government. That government is meant to oversee elections for an assembly tasked with preparing a permanent constitution and deciding the future of the monarchy, which Maoists want abolished. The former rebels were originally allotted 73 seats, but 10 more were recently added, giving them 83 members in the 330-seat interim parliament. Amit Dekal of the Kathmandu Post says the Maoists joining the political mainstream is important for peace.
I think that the Maoists joining the parliament is seen as a great positive step towards consolidating the peace and the peace process. What Maoists had done through past negotiations is they had declared the cessation of hostility. But this, joining the parliament, is truly the first concrete step towards joining the political mainstream.
The adoption of a new constitution and the Maoists joining the legislature is being seen as an historic milestone for Nepal. The hope is now that these moves will help usher in a new era of peace and stability in the country. I'm Lydia O'Kane.